So what the topic that I would like to speak to today is, why do we celebrate Christmas on this particular day, 25th of December? So that is the backdrop, that is the title. But why did I come to this topic? So the two things that drove me towards this topic were, firstly, having coming from Indian background, we used to celebrate, as we celebrate Christmas, we used to just celebrate, means our countrymen celebrate Diwali. It is also called Festival of Lights. So it comes in sometime in November, October, November. And then our Christmas comes in December. And I used to always a little bit intrigued by these festivals coming, which are more connected to lights. So Festival of Lights, Diwali, and then Christmas comes. We have we also decorate our houses with lights. Particularly in India, we are even more stringent and religious in putting a star up on the house, as well as if we have enough resources, we would put lots of lights around the house. So that is another thing that came. And also, as I see, that there is another festival of lights that happens about this time. That is a Jewish festival of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is celebrated on the 25th day of the Jewish month, which is called Kislev, which is around the time of December. So that is also celebrated on 25th day of the month Kislev by the Jewish people. So it also falls around this time, and it is also concerning about the lights. So we are seeing lots of things about the lights. So the question is, which one is the true light? And what we can understand from this? That was one reason why I chose to speak briefly on this topic. The second reason was our Pastor Kirby, who is our spiritual mentor and the mentoring pastor of our church, Pastor Kirby, he was preaching recently on, we were all going through topics on I ams. The sentences and the words that Jesus spoke, which start with I am, which gives the impression that he is asserting himself as God. So one of the topics recently Pastor Kirby spoke was about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. So many lights. Now I have told, Diwali is a lights festival. Christmas, we do put lights. And Hanukkah or Chanukkah, they put lights too. So what is this commonality in there? And when Pastor Kirby mentioned about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus was standing in the temple in Jerusalem. He was in the temple courts. And at the same time, the Festival of Tabernacles, which usually is celebrated in October, and then Festival of Dedication, which comes in November. So Jesus was in temple courts during these two festivals during that time, both at during the time of Festival of Tabernacles, which and then the Festival of Dedication. So what it tells us here is, as Jesus was asserting, I am the light of the world, in the temple, they were also celebrating with lights, their own ceremonies. As they are celebrating with lights, their own ceremonies, here Jesus is speaking with the people in the courts, saying, I am the light of the world. So it would have been very confronting to the Jewish people. So these are the backgrounds that I wanted to, I was impressed upon in the last few days, that I should speak on this. So first thing, I would like to give some historical context what we are talking about. The Jewish festival of Hanukkah, that has its origins from the intertestamental period. What is intertestamental period? It is the period between the writer of Malachi and the writer of Matthew. It is the period between writer of Malachi and the birth of Jesus, or you can say the birth of John the Baptist. So that is the intertestamental period. It is about 400 years. In these 400 years, there was no prophet that was anointed by God. But I'm sure the events that occurred during these 400 years were orchestrated by the Heavenly Father. And so Alexander Great, he conquered the world, as you guys know, every one of us. He is a Greek conqueror, and he conquered half of the world in his very young age. And in 324 BC, he died, and it was his kingdom was primarily taken by four people, but I mention here only two. They are Seleucus and Ptolemy. And Seleucus ruled the northern part of Middle East, that is Syria, is the headquarters, and the southern part, Egypt, is ruled by Ptolemy. And if you can see the geography, if you look at that, imagine between Syria and the southern Egypt lies our Israel, the country where Jesus is born. So this country is divided between these two, the loyalties between Seleucus and Ptolemy dynasties. So, the northern kingdom of Syria was ruled by Antiochus Epiphanes. He in between 175 and 164 BC. So, why I am telling all this is, there is a good reason for that. So, please listen. So, Antiochus Epiphanes, he was very arrogant king. And he considered himself as God. You know, Epiphanes means divine. So, and this guy, he was against the God of Israel, and he wanted to convert the whole country of Israel into Hellenistic or Greek sort of religion, to spread the Greek religion and remove or displace or replace the religion of God of Israel. So what he did in order to do that, he desecrated the temple around that time, 164 BC or before that. He desecrated the temple. He chose a date for that. He chose a date of 25th day of Kislev. That is the month that is in the Jewish calendar. He chose that date because that date, there was a pagan festival also coming up during that time. So he chose that pagan festival time to desecrate the temple of God. And he desecrated it by bringing the idols of Greek gods. He desecrated it by committing the most heinous act of sacrificing a pig on the altar of God. So that was such a heinous act that was committed by Antiochus Epiphanes. So when this happened, after this, there was a rebellion, and this rebellion was conducted or led by Maccabees, or a families, a Jewish priestly families. They took up this, they were so annoyed and angry of what Epiphanes has done to their temple. So they rebelled against Greek rule, and they rebelled within 3 years. There was a man called Judas the Hammer. Judas the Hammer. He was the descendant of priestly descendant, and he led a rebellion in which within 3 years of this desecration, they occupied the temple, they drove away all the Greek Hellenistic people, and then they rededicated the temple after the 3 years of desecration. And incidentally or coincidentally or appointed time, I would say, the same day, after 3 years, on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, they rededicated the temple of God to the God of Israel. So that's why that particular day is so important. And you can also see that Jesus honored. So many scholars thought this feast of dedication that has come up during intertestamental period is not recorded in the Holy Scriptures or Pentateuch. That means it is not given by Moses. So it came in between the testaments. So many scholars thought it is not very important to festival, but Jesus honored this festival because he went up to the temple during the feast of dedication. And so he was there on the temple. If you read John's chapters 8, 9, 11, and 12, you can see that Jesus was at the temple both at the Feast of Tabernacles and at the Feast of Dedication. So Jesus made profound statements declaring, I am the light of the world. And he also declared, I am the Son of God. So all this happened during that critical time of that celebrations. So that is the reason why 25th day of Kislev is important, not only for the Jewish people because they regained their temple during that time, but also for Christians for some other reason. Because we, the forefathers of Christendom, that is Christian religion, in the early centuries, they have decided that this day can be taken up, 25th day of Kislev, can be, we will adapt it as a commemorative day of birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, because there was no exact date available, but so they have chosen this day. As why they have chosen, I will explain a little bit more, and then we'll go from there. And so I would like to go through these Jesus statements again. Jesus said of himself, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the life. And again he said, as long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. And once more, so he also said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he will not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. So Jesus has talked quite a bit about being light of the world. And also that if you see John chapters, as I mentioned earlier, 8, 9, 11, and 12, there is a feast of dedication, or Chanukka, is being observed. In each of these references, where Jesus refers to himself as the light of the world, he is at the temple. How these facts bear on the setting of December 25th as the day to commemorate the incarnation of Son of God. December 25th is almost certainly not the actual date for the incarnation. Shepherds in Israel would not have been out in the fields tending their flock in the night of a December month. They wouldn't do that. So it would have been a different month. Therefore, why choose this date? First, it was on the 25th day of the Hebrew month Kislev, corresponding to December, that, as I mentioned earlier, Antiochus chose to desecrate the temple and establish the worship of his own God. But, as I mentioned again, Judas the Hammer led a rebellion and he defeated all these guys, and they rededicated the temple in 3 years on the same day, on the day in which it was desecrated. So, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That is, the glory of the invisible God could be seen in the visible Son. The glory of the visible God could be seen in the visible Son. Also, if you remember what I read in the Bible reading, is one of the verses I would like to read. In him, fourth verse, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And the glory of the invisible God could be seen in the visible Son. Jesus was an outshining of God's glory and an exact representation of his nature. So why I am talking about this? Jesus is the representation of God's glory. God's glory resided in him. And Paul writes in Colossians, the whole Godhead was in him. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together. Why I am saying all this is, for the Jewish faith from which Christianity has come, the temple is the heart of the religion. Temple is everything for them. Because in the temple, the glory of God descended. If you look at two Chronicles, chapter 7, in the beginning verses, you can see that when they prayed in the newly built temple by King Solomon, the glory of God descended unto the temple. And the priests could not enter into the Holy of Holies because the presence of God was there and they were not able to go inside. So such a tremendous occasion was it when the glory of God descended unto the temple. So because the temple is so important, and now here we are seeing Jesus is the embodiment of glory of God. So Jesus himself is the temple. And Jesus agreed that he is the temple when he said, if you look up in John chapter 2 verse 19, he says, Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. He was not talking about the physical temple. He was talking about his own body. His own body as temple. So the temple had housed the glory of God. So too had the flesh of Jesus. That is why in the description of the New Jerusalem, the Apostle John wrote, I'm going to Revelation now, Revelation 21:22, and I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. God himself was temple in the New Jerusalem. So here what is happening is when Jesus was walking around, he was a walking temple. He was the embodiment and glory of God. And he was walking where as he lived, he was the embodiment and the glory of God. And so that is how when he was born on the when he was born into a body of human body as Jesus, as a baby, as a human body, that body is dedicated as a temple. As soon as he was born. So, as soon as he was born, a temple was dedicated. That temple is the body of Christ. That is the reason why they chose to have the day of 25th, month of Kislev, of Jewish calendar because that day they rededicated the temple. They rededicated the temple. It was a significant time because they were so grieved that their temple was desecrated. And after 3 years, on the same day, it was again resecrated. Means again they have consecrated it. So it was such an important part, Hanukkah. And so our church elders, ancient elders, decided that this is an appropriate period or time to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And so I will come to the next level of things. Just to give you an example before, the great Hebrew Christian scholar, Alfred Eldersheim, whose writing on this period of time are still classic, shared this thought about Hanukkah and all. The date of the feast of dedication, or Chanukkah or Hanukkah, the 25th Kislev, seems to have been adopted by the ancient church as that of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and Christmas. The dedication of the true temple, which was the body of Jesus. The dedication of true temple, which was the body of Jesus. In simplest of terms, the early church chose December 25th to remind the world that God came down to dwell in human flesh, and from out of that flesh, he gave light and life to all those who would put their trust in him. He gave light and life to all those who would put their trust in him. I would like to just, in my closing remarks, I would like to say that, I would like to bring your attention to another verse from 1 Corinthians, what Paul writes. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, between 19 and 20. This is sort of conclusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, between 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? So he's saying very emphatically, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? So, and all of us, when we trusted our Lord Jesus Christ, when we gave our life to Lord Jesus Christ, God gave us not only that he forgave our sins, not only that his righteousness was imputed upon us, not only that he gave us the right to become children of God, but he gave us a gift of Holy Spirit as an earnest, as a down payment, guaranteeing eternal life. So, what does it mean? Means the Holy Spirit that is given to us is the light. It is the light. And that light has come from our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in other words, God gave a portion of light just as the... So, here again, I would say that light which has been given to us, we need to pass on to another person. Or pass on to the one who doesn't have light, who has darkness in him. So, we need to share gospel. When we share gospel, Jesus also will give them that light that we have in us. And so I would like to just give a small illustration there. So here I put two menorahs. Menorahs are in the traditional temple that is from the beginning when God gave the blueprint to Moses. The one in the bottom with seven candles, that is the traditional menorah. So they are all equal level. There are seven candles that they use it. They light them during special times and they put it in the temple. And the top one is the Chanukka menorah, the menorah that is used specifically on the day of Hanukkah. And so, if you see that, there are, how many are there? 9 candles. They are not 7. And another important thing is, one candle is above the rest. And so what they do on the first day, they call the center candle, that one that is higher, as servant candle. They call them servant candle. So they light it on the first day. And on the second day of their festival, they light one of the other candles. So they sequence it until the day 9. All the candles are. But every time, they use the servant candle to light the other candles. Who is the servant candle for us? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So He is our servant candle who lit our lights. And so it gives a beautiful picture, which when I read about this, I believed that even Christians who are heathen or who are Gentiles, who are not Jewish origin, must know, because such a blessing is there in that. And so that is the reason why we have took 25th as the day of Christmas. And I would like to also close off with Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. So Jesus has given us the light of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So what he's saying, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Praise be to God. So the application for today, to take home message, is God has given that light through the Holy Spirit. Let that light shine in our lives through our deeds and actions, so that many people may see it and see the Heavenly Father, so that they may also trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, and they may also receive that light so that they can display to the world. So that's all from me, and thank you for listening. And I hope it has been a blessing to all of us. And I would like to now, we will have another carol. After that, I would request Brother Ray to close off with a prayer, and then we'll finish the service.